And welcome to this evening's second edition of Lehigh Valley Arts Salon. We're adding a second edition because we have a special event to talk about. And our topic and guest tonight, the topic is the winning beer at WDIY's third annual Homebrew Festival that we held back in June at the Ice House. And we have the winning brewers to talk about their winning brew. And we have the brewers and owner, co-owner of Two Rivers Brewing, where the winning brew is being brewed and will be launched this week on Wednesday. So stay tuned to hear more about it right here on Lehigh Valley Arts Salon on 88.1 WDIY, Lehigh Valley Public Radio. I'm Bill Lutron-Smith, your host for this edition of Lehigh Valley Arts Salon, and I'm joined in the studio by four guests tonight. We have Bill and Stephanie Hapenovich, who are the winners, the winning homebrewers from this year's Homebrew Festival, and Josh Bushy, the head brewer, and Troy Raynard, co-owner of Two Rivers Brewing in Easton, where the winning brew has been brewed and will be available on Wednesday of this week. Guys, would you each like to give a brief introduction of yourselves?
Hi, I'm Bill Hapenovich. We won the Homebrew Festival this year, and thanks for having us.
Okay.
And his wife, Stephanie Hapenovich.
I'm Troy Raynard from Two Rivers Brewing Company, a gastropub and brewery in Easton, Pennsylvania.
And I'm Josh Bushy, head brewer of Two Rivers Brewing Company. I live in Bethlehem with my wife, Kim, and my six cats.
And you were a co-judge in the one of the five judges, of which I also was a member at the Brewfest, which produced this winning beer, or voted for this winning beer. Just a few more details about the festival. Our partners in the festival were Keystone Home Brewing and Two Rivers Brewing, who are brewing the winning brew. And why does WDIY do a homebrew festival? Well, it's a good community event that brings loads of people together, and having a beer festival gets people talking and meeting each other. And why do we do it with homebrewers? Well, we like to introduce emerging musicians, emerging artists on DIY, local emerging artists in particular. And so it fits well to introduce local emerging brewers, who we have so many good brewers here in the Lehigh Valley. And to have an event where we can introduce the winning brewers to you fits within our rationale. We also thank the Lehigh Valley Home Brewers Association for their heavy involvement with us and communicating to lots of the brewers to let them know about the festival. And the judging, how we came up with the winning beer. We had a popular vote where everyone got five votes, and then that we picked from the top five beers from the popular vote. We did have a judging panel, of which Josh Bushy here was one, I was another, and Michael Drabenstart, who you heard on the preceding Lehigh Valley Arts Salon Inside Dish. Mike was one of the judges, and so was Chris Bowen, and so was Honoré Kerrigan. And the first prize is brewing your winning beer at Two Rivers in Easton, and certificates of brewing supplies from Keystone Home Brewing, and this appearance on Lehigh Valley Arts Salon. All right, so the winning brewing team, Bill and Stephanie, tell us, what got you interested in home brewing?
Yeah, so when Bill and I started dating back in 2011, one thing we realized we had in common was beer, but then again, who doesn't love beer? We made it a hobby to taste different beers from local, different states, and we really made a hobby out of it. And we kept thinking, going back and forth, do we want to start brewing or do we not? And we held off for a while because who wants to drink two cases of the same beer all the time, especially because we love tasting different beers. Finally, my parents, Andrew and Kim Toth, decided to buy us a beer kit for Christmas one year, and that's how we got started. And
how long ago?
That was back in 2014.
Wow. So yeah. In 4 years from beginning to having the winning brew. Wow. Yeah. Bill, anything to add there?
Just that, like Steph said, we didn't really like to taste the same beer over and over, so that was kind of a stumbling block for us. But when her parents bought us the kit, we kind of just got off and rolling, and haven't really looked back since. It's a main hobby of ours at this point.
All right. Clearly you really took to it. What do you do? Yeah, but any mentors in brewing?
No.
Nope.
No, we kind of bounce ideas off of each other. We're kind of each other's mentor in a way.
Yeah, being a team helps, right? What do you do during the day?
Sure. I am a senior specialist in operations at Merck for the Gardasil vaccine bulk manufacturing. So I kind of have a little bit of the background with, you know, the big fermentation vessels and the boiling. So.
Right, okay. We had another guest, Jim Yerge. He came from Merck as well, I think, and I'm not sure whether he was involved in fermentation.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Yep. Either way, okay, it's like a good background to have. And so you have a scientific background behind some of the brewing process.
Yes.
Yeah. And Bill?
I'm a project manager for Almac Group in Souderton. We are a clinical trials company. We package for clinical trials.
Okay, so not much connection there, right? But no. So good having something totally different. Was this you've been in the Homebrew Festival before, or was this your first time?
This is our third time.
Third. Okay, mm-hmm. So you've been in all 3 years,
all
right?
Third time's a charm.
Since the inaugural one. Any particular comments about your setup, your home setup, anything special about it, or just lots of attention?
Yeah, no, it's pretty much the basic setup. We use a propane burner and a 5 gallon kettle, and we just do a full boil with extract brewing, and just 5 gallon fermenter. It's just the basic home brewing setup.
And using extracts, and is this your first brewing award?
No, it's not. We won a local competition at CJ's Doghouse for our pumpkin ale. That was a few years ago, and it was the third beer we actually brew.
Wow, you certainly took to it quickly. Yeah. Tell us a bit now about the winning beer, and everyone can chime in here. The beer, as it was when it won was titled Midday Mango Pale Ale, and it actually wasn't your original choice to put into the festival, was it? It was a substitute insertion at the time.
It was more of an accidental substitute. We, as homebrewers, we're kind of rough on our own brews. We were our harshest critic. And the night before, we were going through and didn't really like the ones that we had planned on bringing. But after tasting all of them, we had eventually settled that those were still the two that we were going to bring. But I guess in my haste of moving things back and forth, I ended up grabbing the two wrong kegs.
So we had a last-minute substitution. And at the time, you called it Midday Mango Pale Ale, I think, because it was a little bit lower on hops than it would normally be an IPA, but it was more into the pale ale category, so that's what you called it?
Yeah, like I said, we weren't really planning on bringing this beer to the competition, so I was still playing with the recipe a little bit, and I had toned down the bittering hops, and didn't quite have that IPA punch that this brew usually has.
Just for our listeners' benefit, what's the sort of difference between a pale ale and an India pale ale?
Well, some of it's marketer's choice. But pale ale is usually a little lower in alcohol in the 4% range and a little less bitterness and hop assertiveness, where an IPA starts to range up 6, 7% alcohol and is a little more hop forward, more bitterness, more hop flavor, more hop aroma.
Right. So in terms of hoppiness, it's sort of a continuous spectrum, right? And where you draw the line, there's no industry guideline, nothing, no specification, right?
No one tells you once you get to 40 IBUs, it's something else.
Right. I mean, I've been amazed sometimes. I've ordered a pale ale, and I thought that should have been an IPA, and I've ordered an IPA, and I thought, that tastes a lot more like a pale ale to my taste. And
modern IPAs have next to no bitterness now, so.
Bizarre.
Yeah. Times are changing.
That would not survive the long sea trip to India without the hops. Okay, tell us a bit more about the recipe, why you picked mango to add into an IPA.
So the recipe for this was kind of a project of ours. We just wanted to come up with a very simple recipe and play with the hop profiles and try to understand more about hops. So this was really just a learning experience for us. And then once we finally settled on a hop profile that we were happy with, we were noticing a lot of tropical flavors in there and a lot of fruit flavors. So mango just seemed like the natural choice to kind of go along with those flavors.
Interesting. Which hops are giving those flavors that go particularly well with the mango?
For this one, we use Centennial, Cascade, and Citra.
Okay, and it's probably the Citra that made it very compatible with the mango?
Yep.
Okay, all right. Josh, you were part of the judging panel, as I was.
I was.
Any comments on what in particular about this beer captured the vote of the judging panel? We had about 50 beers to judge, so it's big field.
First, I wish they would have actually entered that sour porter that they had hidden under the table there. That beer was awesome. That was the beer of the day.
But what about this mango one? It was exactly what it was supposed to be, and there were no, and maybe it was after tasting the 50 beers downstairs, but there were no discernible flaws. It tasted, there's, you know, it was mango forward. It wasn't sharp. There's no alcohol burn. Just, it was very pleasant to drink.
Yeah, exceedingly palatable, and particularly, I think it was a hot day when we had the festival, and it seemed like a beautiful summer beer, and upping the hops content a little bit now probably will make it more appropriate for going into the fall like we are.
And they were up against some tough beers, too, if I remember that Hefeweizen that was at our table was really awesome. And there were two Saisons. One of them, I was going back and forth between that and the mango beer.
Yep, and there was a magnificent IPA. Well, there were a number, but there was one in particular.
Oh, yeah, there are no clunkers there.
Yeah, right? Absolutely, yeah. Yep, if you missed the festival last June, we will be having the fourth one coming up end of June at the Ice House again. So mark your calendar, probably the final weekend in June for the next one. And Bill and Stephanie, I hope you will be there again for the next one.
Absolutely.
You have to defend your title.
Absolutely.
Right. Okay, well, let's take a brief break, and we will be back after a bit of music and a message.
WDIY is gearing up for our 2018 Fall Membership Drive, starting Friday, October 5th. Once again, we are giving you the opportunity to buy back an entire weekend from the drive if we can reach our $16,000 buyback goal by October 5th. Come together right now. And support Lehigh Valley Public Radio. We only have $5,000 to go. Make your buyback gift today at WDIY.org.
John sprung up his head, and so amazed them all. They've let him stand till mid-service day, till he looked both pale and wrong. And little Sir John's grown along. So become a man.
Well, that was Traffic in place of our usual theme in honor of our topic today, discussing the winning brew with the brewers, Bill and Stephanie Hapenovich, and with the commercial brewers who have just brewed that beer, working together with them, and that's Two Rivers, and it's Josh Bushy, the brewer, and Troy Reynard, co-owner of Two Rivers. Welcome, and welcome back, listeners, to Lehigh Valley Arts Salon, right here on 88.1 WDIY. By the way, just an update on our buyback. You just heard the message that said we had about 5,000 to go. We are down to a little below 4,000 now to keep next weekend pitch free. And we won't start the membership drive on air until next Monday. If you can come through with the extra 4,000 by this coming Monday. So thanks in advance. So Bill and Stephanie and Troy And Josh, welcome back to Lehigh Valley Arts Salon.
Thank you.
We've been talking largely with Bill and Stephanie about their brew. And let's get talking now a bit more with Troy and Josh. What motivated you to have Two Rivers provide this first prize?
Well, I came out of the homebrewing environment. I was one of the founders of the Lehigh Valley Homebrewers, and if I hadn't stumbled upon Keystone Homebrew 14 years ago, I might not be sitting here with you right now. So it's important to stay engaged with the homebrewing community and to provide outlets for them to come and brew beer with us. Because I remember when I was a homebrewer brewing beer in my backyard, I won a brew day at River Horse Brewing down at the time in Lambertville. They've since moved, but that was pretty exciting to me. And I barely slept the night before, and it was a cool thing. So I'd like to continue that if we can.
Yeah, give forward, right?
And I think also Two Rivers is a big supporter of public radio. We're underwriters. And my wife and I also previously owned Cosmic Cup Coffee Company in Easton, and we were underwriters there just because we believe in public radio. Additionally, too, from my perspective, I'm also the president of the Lehigh Valley Brewers Guild, and there's quite a few breweries in Lehigh Valley that were started by homebrewers, and we really want to always be mindful of that heritage. And we have a festival coming up on October 20th, our annual festival, and we are allowing seven homebrewers to pour at the festival, in addition to the professional Lehigh Valley breweries.
Good, excellent. Tell us a bit more about the festival. Where's it being held? At Two Rivers?
No, it's at Emmaus Borough Park this year. We switch it off year to year. And so it's only Lehigh Valley Brewers Guild breweries. So it's the best of local beer. We're going to have some music. And then, of course, the homebrewers are going to pour as well.
Perfect. Yeah, I know at many of the brewfests when there was a whole table for the Lehigh Valley homebrewers, frequently the best beers at the festival were at the homebrewers table. So yeah, getting them into the picture early on and letting them get the exposure. Absolutely, totally, fully support that. And Troy, thank you for your support of WDIY. It's highly valued. And yeah, community public radio and homebrewing, I think, are a perfect combination. So, Josh, you already answered my next question, which would have been, were you a homebrewer yourself? So we've already gone over that. So tell us a bit about the volume that you've brewed on a Two Rivers commercial microbrewery system in contrast to the volume brewed on the homebrew system, and sort of talk about some of the differences that go along with it.
Yeah, we produced just over 200 gallons. We brewed just over 200 gallons on brew day for the Midday Mango. We ended up yielding about 150 gallons of finished beer afterwards. And on a homebrew scale, I mean, what are you guys doing? 5 gallons at a clip?
5 gallons. Five.
Yeah. Yeah. I think when I was getting really into the hobby, I might have done 10 at a clip. But there's a large, big difference. And we get on the professional scale, we get a little better efficiency from grains in the mash tun, meaning we get more sugar to ferment the beer with, on average, than homebrewers. And we usually get more bitterness out of the hops, just the way things work in the brew house.
So you have to modify the recipe a bit, tone down both the malt content and the hop content to get the same.
Yeah. You got to play with that just to try to keep it in line. I mean, at this point, most of our beers aren't really scaled up, so it's just designed for our system.
Right. But stepping from 5 gallons to 200, that's a huge step, right?
Yeah, let's hope we didn't screw it up.
I can imagine it's everything like temperature profiles, all those things must be quite different, huh?
Yeah, I mean, especially coming from, because you guys did extract on this batch where we didn't have any mash temperatures to go off of to figure out what the final density of that beer is going to be, where we kind of had to guess based on that final gravity number you gave.
Okay, we're going to find out in a moment how the two compare and what the differences are, right?
I might be out of a job.
always a fun moment. But In terms of working with Bill and Stephanie and your prior involvement with the home brewers, did you actually know each other beforehand at all?
No, we met at the festival.
Yeah. Okay. How was it? What was it like working together?
It was awesome. We had a fun day. Yeah. It was definitely a fun day.
It helps when you feed them and give them booze early in the morning.
That was a plus. Yeah. but we got to learn a lot from Josh. Basically, seeing the difference between 5 gallons to the 200-gallon scale.
Must be quite remarkable, actually. I mean, just seeing all this liquid going in and compared to just pouring in 5 gallons into the tub.
It was really eye-opening to see the difference in like you said, in scaling, to see that we used about 7 or 8 mangoes, where in the commercial scale we used about, 400 pounds?
Yeah, 400 pounds of puree, yeah. Well, and it's always, the fruit beer is different because, you have all that fruit. But I know when I was a home brewer going to visit a brewery, and whenever anyone comes to visit us, people are always shocked at the amount of hops that we're measuring out. Because usually at home, people, it's an ounce or two. Right. Where what was in that one bucket? 12 pounds?
Yeah.
We had three different buckets of hops.
Okay. Yeah. Are any of those local hops?
No, not in this beer.
Okay. We do have some local hops being grown in Pennsylvania now, right?
Yeah, there's Wasser hops over just the other side of Hellertown, and Sunnybrae, which is out by Harrisburg.
Yeah, okay. But these are, they're all West Coast hops.
Yeah, Yakima Valley, West Coast.
Yeah. Okay. Any other challenges you'd like to highlight of the experience of brewing on that much larger scale at Two Rivers? Or I don't know, any conflicts came up of how you should adjust? I don't know. I mean, how you might adjust a recipe when it's...
No, we met, I think it was a couple weeks prior to brewing, and we went over the recipe and tweaked whatever we needed to tweak. So we were all prepared coming into it. We knew what recipe we were brewing. Got along great. We had a good time. I think the one learning experience that I had, and it's very minor, but when you add that many hops into the kettle, you have to use an anti-foam. And I was laughing at something I would have never thought of, because at home it doesn't foam over, but it's like a safety lesson there, and I thought that was really interesting.
Hmm.
Yeah, you don't want 200 gallons of sticky liquid to leap out at you.
Yeah, I can imagine that. The mess it might make. So,
and one thing too, Josh is very good brewing with other people. We've done a lot of collaborations professionally, but we also do with our employees. Every employee at Two Rivers has to do a brew day with Josh and learn about the process from him. So I think he's a great teacher for the process of brewing, and I think he shows a lot of patience, especially sometimes with new staff.
Yeah, that seems like
so. If you come in, please test our staff.
That sounds really like an excellent thing to do, though. So the staff really can talk with knowledge about the beers that they're serving, right?
We are a restaurant, but we are brewing beer on site. Our staff does need to be able to describe and articulate the process and the flavors and things like that, or else. We might as well have robots.
Right.
So
right.
It's part of the experience. And they've done a great job getting into it and learning independently, and a couple of them asked me to borrow books, which is which is great to see.
Okay. I'm asking you to speed up there because we have the moment to taste the two beers here, and we're getting down to about 7 minutes left here.
Which one first?
You choose. Yeah, let's go with the commercially brewed one first, and let's Bill and Stephanie, you have not tasted it, right?
No.
No.
This will be the first time.
We're really excited.
It was just transferred today.
Okay. And while Josh is pouring some out, nice little bit of cloudiness I see there, right? Just a little bit. Then let me tell you now about the event, and then Troy will jump in as well. But Two Rivers are holding a release party for this beer happening this coming Wednesday at 5 p.m. And for every beer bought, part of the proceeds will go to support programming on WDIY. Troy, do you want to jump in and tell us more?
Yeah, it's part of our series we call Great Beers for Great Causes. So almost monthly, we will pick somebody in the community to name a beer after, and we'll donate $1 per beer sold that day to their favorite charity. And so because this had the close tie with WDIY, it just made sense that the station would be the benefactor.
Okay, thank you so much. And if you're listening and you love good beer, please come out on Wednesday. Two Rivers on Main Street in Easton, 5 until 8 p.m. And Troy, just to be clear, it's proceeds from any of the beers being sold that night?
Any of the beers sold that whole day.
Okay.
So, and that includes crowlers, growlers, anything, a dollar per unit.
I'm glad you said that. Okay.
But drink this beer. It's the, well, the new one.
I was concerned in my... Well, I guess 200 gallons won't run out, but I was thinking we'll just in case it ran out. Okay, good. So please come down there. So let's have your comments. Let's have Bill and Stephanie give their impressions here.
Yeah. So initially, I smelled it, and it smells dead on, just like ours. So that's definitely the Citra hops that came through there. The color is a little bit more hazier than our normal brew. And Bill, do you want to talk about the flavor?
Yeah, I think it might be slightly maltier than our version, but I think that works well with this. Yeah. And the hoppiness and the bitterness are more in line with the way that we typically brew this beer, not the less bitter version that we had brewed for the festival. So this actually is really
nice. Yeah, I think this definitely turned out more bitter than the sample you had given me the other day.
Yeah, definitely. 2 weeks and the mango, you definitely get that punch of mango, which is really nice.
Yeah, I'm just taking the nose of the beer here, and it's got a beautiful citrus nose to it, and really smells good. So as soon as we finish this program, I will have a chance to taste it. So
we'll save you some.
Yeah, you're happy with how it turned out, right?
Yeah, I am. I am. I think this will it tastes nice, and this will do well on draft too.
All right,
Josh, what was the ABV?
Oh, what did we say? 6.1, I think.
6.1.
Hold on, this is beer lingo. 6.1%
alcohol by volume.
Right. Okay, so we're running out of time a bit. So let's go to the homebrew with a homebrew recipe that has been rebrewed. So it's basically just about equally fresh as the one that was the winning beer. And let's see what the look and difference is. Yeah, a little bit brighter in the appearance. Did you intentionally filter that one more?
It's not necessarily filtered more. We left it in secondary fermentation a little bit longer. It actually sat on the mangoes for about 4 weeks, so it had a little more time to drop out and clarify a little bit.
That's what we were talking about earlier, is that secondary time, because you had fruited your beer post-fermentation, where ours was, what, I think it was like day 4 or 5 where the fruit was added. And it's only, the beer's only 18 days old at this point.
Okay, so it's actually a quicker process, huh? 18 days, that'd be typical for an IPA?
Usually our IPAs are about 2 weeks.
Wow.
So this just kind of with the quirk of the weekend ended up being a few extra days. But I think it helped with the amount of mango material and hop that was in the tank. There was a lot that had to be dumped off.
Okay. Josh, so your comments relative to what we judged?
Well, I had this the other day, and I had the bottle you left me yesterday, and I think it tastes great. I think I actually get a little more mango from your guys's, but I think it's because that bitterness is lower, so it allows the fruit to pop a little more. But I understand why it won. So, and I think what would be a fun variant of what we did here is mix some things around, add some oats, add some lactose, move all the hops post boil, and do like a New England, you know, smoothie thing with this, and that would be really nice.
Yeah, that'd be great.
That's
yeah.
actually on deck. We've talked about that a little bit, trying to play with this recipe a little bit and change it into some different things.
Could be another collaboration here, maybe, right? Yeah, I agree with what you're saying
there.
Cloudy day mango?
All day mango. Okay, so we're getting close to needing to wrap up here. Let's just mention the event again. It's happening Wednesday, October 3rd, 5 until 8 p.m. at Two Rivers Brewing on Main Street in Easton.
Northampton Street.
Oh, so, why did I say Main Street? Sorry, thank you.
It's our Main Street, though.
On Northampton Street. Thank you, Troy. Information available on your website.
Facebook is the best.
Okay, and on Facebook, right. Okay, and please come out and taste this very fine beer. Meet the winning brewers, meet Troy and Josh, and help support programming here on WDIY. And any closing comments, guys?
Well, I think one thing I wanted to mention, Josh just won a bronze medal at the Great American Beer Festival.
Wow. Congratulations, Josh.
And thank you.
You kept quiet about it. Which beer?
It was our Banger Slate Baltic Porter. We've brewed that 3 times now, and 2 of those times, this batch won a bronze at the Great American Beer Festival, and the batch before that won a gold medal at the World Beer Cup.
Magnificent. Hey, congratulations.
Thank you.
Will that be on tap on Wednesday night also?
Yeah, that's on tap now. Yes.
Okay.
So please drink that one too.
So a good one for closing the evening on Wednesday evening. Okay. Thank you very much all for participating in Lehigh Valley Arts Salon. Real pleasure talking with you all. This is Bill Dautremont-Smith. Been my great pleasure hosting this edition of Lehigh Valley Arts Salon.